guest sports radio interviews along the way?
I do. I just did. Can I say I did some? ESPN.
Yeah.
I have a computer team. I have a baseball. I'm doing that. I've become an absolute. I've become a maniac. I'm in third place in my league.
Oh, in your rotisserie baseball.
Yeah. I love it.
Hey, we got to ask you about Arrested Development.
Sure.
We know it's kicking up again June 6th. Is that the reruns or new?
The reruns, which is a very good sign. They haven't pulled the trigger yet, so to speak, on whether we're coming back. But there's a great groundswell, and we hear wonderful, wonderful rumors. And there's guys like yourselves, thank you very much, who are just making us look like $1 million. So obviously they have to do a little movement in here and put it there, and it's finding its audience and it's increasing. And so we're like the little engine that could, but it looks like, you know, I would be very surprised if I'll either be on the Fox network, or I will be I'll have a sign on the Pacific Coast Highway saying I work for food. It'll be either one.
Yeah, but we'll tell you something here. We don't lie about TV. We only endorse great shows.
Really?
There's so much crap out there. But we were on a TV critic told us that Arrested Development was starting up last fall, and he said, you're going to like it. And we checked it out from episode one, and we've watched every episode since. And for anyone who has not seen this show, and to the Fox people, don't you dare even think about it.
They're great people.
This is a great show, I'm telling you.
It's kind of a tough slot and everything, isn't it, Sunday night?
It's a tough slot. This world right now, I don't know how anybody selects anything. I just got I won't even say what I got, but I have 1,000 opportunities on my system right now of viewing anything. So right now, what I do is I go to the guide, I go through everything, and then I turn it off.
It just gets
too much up there.
It exhausts you.
It's exhausting. I mean, there's anything. I mean, you can, a game played in 1944 with Mel Ott. I mean, it's just ridiculous.
This is the great Jeffrey Tambor with us.
The very good Jeffrey Tambor. Great is Orson Welles.
After 5 years,
what took you so long? What do you have trouble getting my number?
You know what? Our producer said you were overseas. Yeah, and
I was in Prague doing a film.
But we said, doesn't he carry a phone with him even in Prague?
He's filming The Grinch. You were in Europe,
you
or
call me. Again, but don't call collect, okay?
We will not.
I just bought a new house and things are tight.
We have a very large budget.
Maybe we can
send a small check, by the way.
Maybe we'll do our weekly fantasy baseball segment.
I'll do it.
Featuring.
I need help, man. I got too many injuries.
It happens.
Well, that's what I didn't know. Everybody. I mean, one of my guys is in the hospital. Is it Matt Hurges?
Oh yeah.
He's in a hospital, or something.
We'll send him some.
Well, we'll pray for you. where did Jeffrey Tan? Where did your was your first role that we would all know on The Ropers?
Well, that would be the one you already know. I did And Justice for All before that, the theater. But that The Ropers is the ubiquitous one where people still say it. I mean, I get it overseas. I get it in Hong Kong. People go Ropers. I'm not kidding. It's international.
And so that's where you got your, where did Jeffrey Tambor, where'd you come from?
San Francisco.
Okay, born and raised in San Francisco.
Born and raised. I did a bunch of regional theater, moved around the country, and then went to New York. I did Sly Fox on Broadway with the great George C. Scott.
And if you're really bald at 16, I imagine you...
Yeah, you got it.
Developed that on the bald guy role
that
early.
Hey, saved my life, by the way, on Broadway, because one night the set fell on my head.
Really?
Yeah, it's true.
What happened there?
Fell on my head. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
No, I'm happy you made it. Otherwise, we would have never got Hay Now.
You wouldn't have gotten anything.
Boy, and speaking of residuals, if anybody deserves something for Hay Now, do you know basically every radio show on the planet has stolen Hay Now?
Well, we know that there's a guy in New York who certainly has it.
Right, right.
But I gave it to him. I just didn't know he was going to use it with such ubiquity. I mean, it's every other sentence.
Right.
But I gave it to him. I was on his show, and I gave it to him.
Well, I just want credit where credit is deserved. No one invented
that. Do you want one?
Hank Kingsley. No, I
do you want one for your show?
Oh, well, absolutely.
Okay. You ready?
Yeah.
Hey, now.
That is the greatest drop we will ever have.